This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers here at the station if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information on the website. Talk about the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can sign up right at klausfinancial.com. A really cool, informative newsletter. You get it once a week. Just gives you a snapshot of what's going on in the market, some other financial information that is relevant to you. It's not spammy, as we talked about last week. It's literally once a week. Your email address isn't shared with anybody. And again, it's all useful information. Just get to klausfinancial.com. Telephone number for Klaus Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And joining us this morning from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Wonderful. How are you, Sean?
Doing real well. How are you, Malia?
Happy fall. The leaves are actually changing
a
few.
Like some of them, I noticed a couple in the woods just turned brown and started falling. Mm. So, but there are some nice colors, especially northern Wisconsin. So we got a lot to get to today. A couple of things, though, to keep in mind during the program, of course. The big one is telephone number for Klaus Financial, 442-5637. Don't forget, it won't cost you anything for that initial get-to-know-you kick-of-the-tires appointment at Klaus Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because coming up a little bit later in the program, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card for Walgreens. So we'll explain how you can win that a little bit later in the program. But first, before we get rolling, we'd like to go back and take a look at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. And I do believe you guys have not only the question, but the answer from last week's.
Hopefully we've got that.
Yes.
So again, thanks everyone for listening. If you listen on a weekly basis, last week's question was, in the state of Wisconsin, Social Security benefits are taxable, and that was true or false, and the correct answer was false. They are not taxable in Wisconsin.
Fantastic, and don't forget, we'll have a new Klaus Quiz Question of the Week this week. Just listen to the program, and we'll explain later on in the show how you can win that $25 gift card for Walgreens. We talk a lot on this show. You guys give a lot of advice. Let's talk a little bit about you guys at Klaus Financial, and let's talk about, you know, for people who are regularly listening and, of course, are thinking about retirement, let's talk a little bit about Klaus Financial and some of the services you guys offer at Klaus.
Yes, so CJ and I don't just do the radio every week. We have another job besides that. And I like to remind people what we actually do as a team. So besides ourselves, we have a team of advisors at Klaus Financial, located both in the Madison area and down near Rockford, Illinois. And we sit down with people every day, no cost for the first meeting, just to take a look at where you might be with your retirement planning. Some people are literally, you know, 10 years out, 5 years out, and somebody last week told me he was retiring in 4 weeks. So, you know, there's all different spans from where you're going to be sitting as to how soon you want to retire, but the sooner the better. We've been around for over four decades, so we've got a lot of knowledge in helping people plan for retirement. We actually have three divisions, Klaus Investment Portfolios, Klaus 360, and our 401k division. Generally speaking, we manage on a fee basis, assets under management, and also do fee for service. So we have different ways in which we can help people, not necessarily always managing all of their assets. Sometimes we're just helping direct them. CJ likes to talk about being a quarterback, and we do that quite a bit with our clients, working in conjunction with their attorneys for estate planning, their accountants, sometimes their bankers or insurance agents, just to make sure that we've looked at the whole plan for them. Another item you hear all the time on our show is we really feel like people can be the most successful with their retirement planning if they take three steps, and that's generally simplify, consolidate, and diversify. So you'll hear that a lot on the show from us, because we really think as we're narrowing in on that retirement date, we kind of want to have our ducks in a row, know where all the different funds are going to come from to hopefully supply you with a really nice long retirement. So again, if If you hear something that you're more curious about for yourself, please give us a call. We'd be happy to sit down with any of you.
And you mentioned also the three divisions, I know all highlighted as well at KLOSFinancial.com. There's a little section for each of them. And I know also there's a lot. We have a lot of small and medium sized business owners that listen. Some people may not be aware of KLOS 401k, which is a great thing you guys do working with those small and medium sized businesses.
Yeah, we like to make sure, you know, we're not an answer to everybody, but we really do have a nice niche there for people to be able to help them plan for their employees as well if they're a smaller business.
And as I mentioned, the website, a great resource. And Malia, as you pointed out, just give you guys a call as well at KLOS Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And of course, you have a question for our retirement planning professionals, we can get you on the air right now at 608-321-1310 or 877-235-1310. Let's talk about alternative investments. And it's kind of one of those words you hear a lot of these days. And some people are going, I hear about alternative. What are they? And should I have these things?
Yeah, so this show is going to be dedicated towards our investment nerds. And I know there's a bunch of you out there.
By the way, CJ.
By the way, I'm one of them. I'm one of those nerds. But it's for the people who sit around and enjoy looking at different investment asset classes and what should they own inside of their portfolio. And you've heard us talk a lot recently about how declining interest rates for the last 35 years was a boom for the bond market. But now with rising interest rates, it's hard to own a lot of bonds. And we've even had a bunch of people call in saying, hey, what do I do with my bond exposure? Because I'm just not getting much yield on it. And so we've started to see an influx of alternative investments, as they're called, show up inside of people's portfolios or in their questions. And so we just wanted to chat about it a little bit today. So this topic's going to be alternative investments. What are they? How do they work? So on and so forth. So I just want to start with a couple disclosures. Do not listen to this show and based on what you hear today, go out and try to buy a bunch of alternatives. Alternatives can be a great asset class, but they can be extremely risky, unpredictable, and expensive. So please talk to your financial advisor before you go buy one. But what is an alternative? Well, an alternative investment is typically something that acts counter or has a low correlation to the traditional stock market. So back in the day, alternatives used to just be a sector of the market. It used to be a real estate investment trust was an alternative. Gold was an alternative. Commodities in general were alternatives. In that, when the market would go down, those alternative investments would either hold their value or go up. And so it was this kind of low correlation asset to the overall stock market. Well, if anybody knows that story, the way it turned out in 2008 is actually real estate was the correction, mm-hmm. right? So it was the leader of the stocks on the way down. And so it didn't work very well. And then gold has been an alternative, but sometimes it doesn't act that counter to stocks. And so now you're starting to see positions like hedged equity or long short funds or things that are actually derivatives that do trade directly counter to the overall stock market. And so these are interesting investments because if you can buy it in the right way, mm-hmm. and if you have stock that goes up in an up market and then down in a down market, it's nice to have a buoy, right? It's nice to have something that goes up when the overall market goes down. But just be careful because as we're going to talk about here in a little bit, these typically aren't cheap. They typically have high minimums to get into them and can sometimes have low trading activity, which can be hard to get in and out of them. So interesting space, but you really got to do some due diligence to figure out if it's appropriate for
and
you.
We'll talk a little bit about average investors and is this something you should be looking into. We'll do all of that. And don't forget also, if you have questions, I have a feeling, I speak for myself, alternative investments, I have a million questions. So if you have those as well, Malia and CJ would love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone numbers 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find KLOS Financial online. That's KLOSFinancial.com. I'll spell that out for you. It's KLAAS Financial.com. Their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Do not forget there's no cost for that initial get to know you kick of the tires appointment at KLOS Financial. Again, their telephone number 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ next as Money in Motion with KLOS Financial continues right here.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion. Again, our telephone numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Don't forget, there's a lot of great information as well about Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. Talked a little bit earlier about their three divisions and a lot of information there as well. Telephone number for Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial at Kick of the Tires, 442-5637. Also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Talking this morning about alternative investments, what they are, who needs them, where they're applicable, and kind of some of the ins and outs and the little details that you do need to know when it comes to alternative investments. And as I mentioned earlier, I hear a lot of people talking about alternative investments. I'm not always clear what they are, and of course that leads to the question is, for kind of just us regular people that are not on this stuff day in and day out like you guys are, should the average investor, can an average investor be purchasing these investments?
Well, that's a great question. And I do want to back up and highlight one area CJ mentioned is, you know, we spend a lot of time on this show talking about your traditional asset classes, stocks, bonds, and cash. Mm-hmm. So it would make sense that this, when we're talking about something different, we call that alternative, right? It's not one of the conventional investment types. And there's reasons for that. As CJ said, there's a low correlation with the market, or at least that's the hope that it is. So that brings us to the question that you posed, is should the average investor actually be involved in these? And most times when we listen to any program and they're talking about a subject, that would lead you to believe that they're trying to sell you an alternative investment in this case, and that's certainly not the case. We just want to expose people to what these are. So for most alternative investments, they are in fact held by institutional investors or accredited high net worth individuals, and the reason for that is because they are very, very complex. There's limited regulation on these products. CJ will expound on that a little later. And I think it's important people understand what is an accredited individual. And this is defined as someone who has a net worth of at least $1 million, excluding their primary residence, or they have income of at least $200,000 each year for the last 2 years, or $300,000. Combined with a spouse. And the reasons for having that kind of requirement, I mean, this is something as a registered investment advisor, if we were to sell a client an alternative investment, we have to do our due diligence to make sure they are, in fact, an accredited investor, because there is inherent risk in these products. The regulation is fairly minimal. There's usually not a lot of liquidity in the traditional products. There's a few that have some liquidity, but because of all of these reasons, there should be a very, very low percentage, generally, for most people that they would even consider investing in these types of products. Could there be some great returns? Certainly, but with everything, as we know, liquidity and risk are pretty important, especially as we're looking at retirement funds. So just go slow, read a lot before you actually put money down on something like this.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone numbers, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. Telephone number at Klaus Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Let's talk then about, Malia, you mentioned liquidity, and also are there fees with these alternative investments? What do we need to know there as far as if we're involved in this investment? What are some of those details?
Yeah, so Sean, you made an interesting point. You said, I've heard about these, but I don't know much about them, and it seems a little unclear. And that's because it is unclear. Does a real estate investment trust fit that definition of an alternative? And it used to. I don't know that it does as much anymore. What about, currency swaps? And what about master limited partnerships and business development corporations? And these are all things that some people are going, I think I've heard of something like that. Well, just goodness, be careful. To Malia's point, if you're trying to go own the product directly, you typically have to be an accredited investor. Well, now they've created these packaged mutual ownership options, which for those who know, that's a mutual fund, right? Or an exchange traded fund. So they package it in such a way that it can be drilled down to the lower income, lower net worth investor. But that doesn't mean it's necessarily good for you, right? It just means it's been packaged in a way that you can buy it. And so, you're hearing kind of a warning signal, a shot across the bow here with these alternatives, not because we think they're all bad. Actually, inside of a standard asset allocation, as long as it's held inside of a liquid mutual fund or ETF, it could make some sense inside of a portfolio. But be ever so cautious as you start entering this space, because here's one of the big issues. Alternatives used to be primarily defined as commodities, right? And when I say used to, just a few years ago. Well, commodities really got hammered, especially real estate itself. And then you think of oil recently, right? Oil prices came tumbling down. And for those who thought that was an alternative, well, think about that. That's a big surprise when you find out your alternative is actually the leader to the downturn. So you just have to be careful thinking you own an alternative. It's more expensive than you thought. It has lower liquidity and trading volume than you thought. And then at the end of the day, it doesn't give you anything in terms of alternative. That's why we just say approach that space carefully. A lot to be careful with.
And I love in the notes, Malia, you point out about you talk about liquidity and you use a liquid example with wine compared with Apple. And I think that's a pretty accurate comparison for these. Is it may be valuable, but the question then becomes how do you who's your buyer out there, right?
Yeah, who's your market? Yes. So yeah, my example was that some people collect rare wines, some of them collect rare guitars. I mean, there's a lot of different types of alternatives out there, and honestly, to be honest, they're more interesting because we don't talk about them all the time. So that's why people are like, I want some. But if you're trying to sell an 80-year bottle of wine compared to 1,000 shares of Apple, you probably got a lot more buyers sitting there buying Apple today. Just my guess.
I think so.
Now, did you say apples or Apple?
Probably both. CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Claus Financial for Money in Motion. Still got time. If you've got any questions, we'll get you lined up right now. Our number's 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Claus Financial online, ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because coming up in the next segment, we'll have our Claus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll continue with Claus Financial and Money in Motion next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas joining us from Claus Financial. Don't forget the website, ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Telephone number for Claus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget also, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you, kick-the-tires appointment at Claus Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Talking about alternative investments, and I think as we're having this conversation, hedge funds kind of come into the question of, is a hedge fund an alternative investment, and where do they come into play with this conversation?
Absolutely. So they are considered an alternative. CJ said they're designed to protect your portfolio from market uncertainty. There's always the goal, and sometimes it works. So let's just put that in there. Mm-hmm. What the manager of a hedge fund is trying to do is make sure that they're generating the positive returns opposite to the market. So they're going to go long or short on stocks. Basically, shorting is a way to make money when a stock drops. So Just for our listeners to know, there's over 10,000 hedge funds today, and they do manage trillions of dollars. Trust me, hedge fund managers do make a lot of money. So even if some people lose, hedge fund managers tend to make a lot of money. So there's a lot of risk for potentially some good returns. But again, we go back to that favorite word about risk and who should be engaging in this type of risk. So generally, hedge funds are only open to those accredited investors that we talked about earlier. You need to understand that a hedge fund is not only limited by what it says it's going to invest in. It can basically invest in anything, so real estate, stocks, derivatives, currencies, whereas generally speaking, mutual funds will basically stick to stocks and bonds. There can be some exceptions. So hedge funds, you know, are going to use borrowed money to amplify their returns. So again, back in 2008, we saw a lot of leverage being utilized, and leverage itself can wipe out a hedge fund. And the fee structure, so this is a little different. And we like to be transparent with our clients when we look at, you know, what it costs to manage funds and expense ratios. Well, hedge funds can charge both an expense ratio and a performance fee. So there's a fee structure known as a 2-in-20, which is a 2% asset management fee, and then a 20% cut of any gains generated. And again, this is where we just say go into all of this with your eyes open. Mm-hmm. Those prospectuses can be extremely large, and understanding what kind of event am I subject to here when it comes to costs and liquidity if I want to get my money out, when can I? These are really important considerations.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn a lot about Kloss Financial on the website. We talked about the three different divisions. You can learn about that there. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a great resource. Once a week, you get an email just kind of showing you what's going on in the markets and very relevant information as well. Again, that all at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because it's now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Walgreens. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this: do alternative investments in a portfolio generally have high or low correlation with the market? Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Walgreens. Don't forget that number as well for the Kloss Financial office here in Madison. Set up an appointment with them. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you one. 442-5637. CJ Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial and online, klossfinancial.com.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.